Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Matthew 1. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Jerusalem, they departed into their own country another way. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Today, I want to continue to speak to you on the subject of kingdom preparations. You recall that last week I started a series I entitled Kingdom Preparations, and last week we looked at waiting on God. Today we want to continue the same theme, and we want to look at follow the star. Father, we thank you for the presence of your spirit with us, in Jesus' name. Amen. So the subject today is follow the star. Follow the star. And we are handling it on the kingdom preparations. A message I started last week with waiting on the Lord. Okay. So we said last week, for example, that the kingdom of God does not just manifest, it has to be prepared for, and we have to start preparing ourselves for God's rule or God's kingdom to manifest in our lives. We also said that the solution to Satan taking over the rulership of this world is the kingdom coming through Jesus Christ. So when Satan took over this world, Jesus or God wanted to solve that problem, and his solution was the bringing the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ. You know, the kingdom of God coming through Jesus Christ didn't come without a fight. Sometimes we think that the fight that the Lord had was only during his crucifixion, when he was coming to die, then he had a fight. But Revelation chapter 12 tells us that during the birth of Jesus, there was also a fight. There was this dragon that was waiting for the man-child, the Jesus, to be born, so that he will swallow up the woman. And the Bible says that God brought a deliverance. So not just the death of Jesus, but in his birth also, there was a fight. Revelation chapter 12. Now, the solution to living as God has ordained is building kingdom models in all aspects of our lives. The reason we give was that for every satanic system, there is a kingdom model that replaces the satanic model or the satanic system. We said that if you build the kingdom model, you'll replace the satanic system. And whatever you want to do, whatever you want to build, in whatever aspect of your life it is, one very important question you have to ask yourself is that, is what I am doing, is what I am building a kingdom model? Whether it's in your relationships, it's in your finances, it's in your family life and all that, you have to ask yourself, is what I am building a kingdom model? Because if it is not a kingdom model, it cannot displace or replace a demonic model. We also said that the demonic model legitimizes its existence on earth by clothing itself with human practices and human acceptability. In other words, the devil, knowing that every human being will resist his system, intentionally clothes it in an acceptable way. But we said that anything outside the word of God is a human system, and the demonic is behind it, and it cannot bring God's rule into your life as God has ordained for it. So this is just a quick introduction to the kingdom preparations that we need to be doing for God's rule, or God's what he has ordained for us to come to pass in our lives. Today we want to look at following the star. Okay. And of course, the star is metaphorically referring to Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about following the horoscope or being a stargazer where you have some things. Is it PNP newspaper where you have let the star be your guide and things like that? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about using the word star metaphorically to stand for, first of all, for Jesus Christ. And you notice from our text that the first response that Jesus Christ drew from men was for men to follow him. They followed him because he was a king, he was a lord, and he had to be unconditionally followed. First of all, to be followed, and then to be worshipped, and third of all, to be given to. And these things should be done unconditionally. So the star appeared, and then these wise men had to follow the star. So that is the first response that Jesus Christ drew from human beings. The need for him to be followed, and then secondly for him to be worshipped, and thirdly for him to be given to. In other words, you give gifts, gift unto him, and you give it unconditionally. Because he is a king, he should be followed unconditionally, and he should be worshipped unconditionally, he should be given to unconditionally. And that is a very important basis on which we should relate with the Lord. It's very important for us to understand that God wants us to follow him unconditionally. Whether he blesses us or not, we should follow him. Whether he does something for us or not, we should follow him. Hallelujah. And we should worship him in the same way. Whether he does anything, whether he blesses us or not, we should still follow him and worship him and give unto him, just because he's a king. He was born a king. You do not make him a king. He was born a king. Hallelujah. So this message that I'm sharing with us, following the star, is on how the King Jesus guides us, or how he leads us. Hallelujah. To realize the kingdom, you firstly wait on God, and secondly, you follow the star through the dark seasons of life. Hallelujah. Now, following the star is an odd life. It's living an odd life. Because, you know, the star appears in the night. There is no way that you can see a star during the day. So when the wise people were following the star and they were guided by the star, it was that they were traveling in the night. Can you imagine people traveling in the night, and during the day maybe they rest because they don't more see the star? But when it is nighttime, they locate the star and then they follow the star. I believe that God expects us to travel in the night. Can you tell your neighbor, travel in the night? Now, traveling in the night is an odd thing, because when you are traveling in the night, you do not have all the light there is. But believe me, for you to get to where the king is, where the kingdom of God is, God is going to have us to travel in the night. That is a season where you are not seeing top. That is a season where things are not clear. But God wants you to make progress in your life during the night season. Okay? So, we need to learn to travel in the night if even you don't see your way clear. Instead of looking around in order for them to move, these wise men, and that is why they were wise men, these wise men were looking up in order for them to move on earth. Hallelujah. Sometimes in our own wisdom, we think that we have to look around so that we can make progress with our lives. But believe me, in order for us to progress to where God has destined for us, where His kingdom comes in our lives, we have to learn to look up to His guiding star, so that we can be able to make the necessary progress. The best time really for you to grow in the Lord, the best time for you to learn God's voice, the best time for you to receive God's direction, the best time for you to make progress towards the manifestation of God's rule in your life is during the night seasons of life. Because during the night, you need God's voice to come to you. Otherwise, you cannot make your way on this earth. During the night, you need God's directions, and that is the reason why God brings night seasons in our lives. So I want you to make use of your night seasons. Don't waste the night. When I say that following the star is living an odd life, it is really the normal life. But it is odd the way that human beings will look at it. Because you will not want to travel during the night when you can't see anything, and then during the day you rest or you wait. But that is how God wants us to progress. He wants us to progress with His guidance as we lift up our eyes unto His star, not around you. Because if you look around you, you are going to descend into human guidance. But God wants you, first of all, to lift up your eyes and look at His guidance, how He is guiding you, and how He wants you to progress in your life. So, that is following the star for you. I believe that God has called all of us to learn to follow the star and to learn to make progress when things are difficult in our lives, when things are not clear in our lives. Don't waste it. Those are the times that you need to push and you need to travel. Because when you push during the night season of your life and the day comes, you can easily make progress, because you were even moving during the night. So when the daytime comes, you easily make progress the way that you should make progress. The other thing I need to make us to understand is that following the star involves a life of wisdom. It involves a life of wisdom. That is why those people were wise people. It involves a life of wisdom, a life of discernment, a life of precision. Wisdom, discernment, precision, specificity. Why does it involve being specific, being precise? Why does it involve having wisdom, knowing what to do? because the star did not appear alone. When you look at a typical night, you realize that the star appears with other stars. So you must know which star you must follow. So these wise people, they looked up into the night sky and then they saw a lot of stars. But they had to be precise on which star I am following. That is why you need a lot of wisdom and discernment in this life. Because in God guiding us, you will not find only one star in your life. You will find a lot of other things which are also stars. But there is a specific one that should guide you. And so you must have enough discernment to be precise that it is this one that I should follow and not any other star. The scriptures makes us to understand that the devil himself is transformed into an angel of light. That should make us to understand that some of the ways of the devil are like a star guiding you. It's like receiving light, because he himself is transformed into an angel of light. So you know that if he wants to mislead you, he will appear like a star also.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
But you must have enough discernment, and may the Lord grant discernment to our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We need it. We need a lot of discernment in this life in order for us to be guided by God and to follow the Lord. And you need His guidance in order for you to realize His kingdom in your life. Now, I want to talk to you about two levels of guidance. The first one is when you are not aware you are guided. So there are two levels of guidance. Number one, when you are not aware you are guided. You are not aware that you are guided. Psalm 37, verse 23 to 24. You are not aware you are guided. Psalm 37, verse 23 to 24. The Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. That King James translation is a little misleading, because in the Hebrew, really, it is translated the steps of a valiant man, or the steps of a warrior. The steps of a warrior are ordered by the Lord. A King James Version translated it, the steps of a good man. It is the steps of a warrior. In fact, the good in the typical King James is even in italics. So God is saying that the steps of a warrior is somebody who is on assignment. The steps of a warrior are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his ways. God delights in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Can you imagine that God is ordering the steps of somebody, but the person falls? God is ordering his steps, but he falls. God delights in the ways of the warrior, but he falls. Are you a warrior? And have you been guided by the Lord, and you realize that in spite of the fact that I was following the star, I was occasionally stumbling and I fall? Hallelujah.
Because when you are moving during the dark seasons of life and you are not discouraged and trying to push and make progress during the dark stages of life, you may stumble and fall. But look at it. Let's finish the verse. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his right hand. And so sometimes in life, as we are wading through the darkness of life and following God's star, it can happen that you fall. But the Bible says that you will not be utterly cast down. In other words, you fall and you will rise up again, because the Lord upholds you. There are many instances in the Bible where people were guided by God. They were not aware they were guided. Like in 1 Samuel chapter 9, Saul, who later became King Saul, was guided by the Lord, but he was not aware he was being guided by God to go to Samuel. So his father's donkeys got missing, and then he went out looking for the donkeys, and he was moving from town to town to town to town, and he was not aware that he was being guided by God to Samuel so that he can realize the kingdom. But that is how sometimes God does for our lives. You are not aware that you are guided. In John 11, 50 to 51, Caiaphas, who was a high priest during the time Jesus was being crucified, also said something that it is good for Jesus to die and things like that. And the Bible says that this thing that he said, he was not aware really of what he was saying, but being the high priest, he was prophesying that Jesus should really die. So that is one level of guidance. The other level of guidance. Now, before I go to the other one, I want us to understand that to enjoy this level of guidance, you need to be valiant. You need to be a valiant man, like the wise men. You think that they were cowards? They were people who were afraid. They would not have traveled during the night. They were warriors. Because in those days, every king was a warrior. And a king had a responsibility of leading battles. So, these people, their steps were ordered by the Lord because they were valiant. They were not afraid to travel in the night. They were not afraid of armed robbers. They were not afraid of people who waylaid them. So when they see the star, he says that this is our chance. Although we are not seeing clearly with our finances, with our marriage, with our relationship, with maybe our ministry, this is the time I must push and move on. So in order for us to enjoy this guidance, you need to be valiant. Don't be afraid of life. Don't be afraid of failing. You must move on with confidence. And the Bible says that when God sees that you are a warrior, he will order your steps aright. Hallelujah. Second level of guidance is where you are aware you are being guided. Where you are aware you are being guided. Isaiah says that your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. So, there are times in your life that you are aware that you are being guided. And it's a very wonderful feeling to be aware that you are being guided. So there, God may speak to you. God may give you specific directions, like he gave Samuel, go and anoint somebody in the house of Jesse. So as Samuel moved, he knew that he was being guided. He knew he was being guided. So there are times in our lives that God is going to guide us this way, where we are aware of his guidance. John chapter 10 verse 4. John 10 verse 4. John 10 verse 4. Jesus Christ says something very important over there. He said that the reason why my sheep follow me is because they hear my voice. The reason why my sheep follow me is because they hear my voice. Sometimes we find it difficult to follow the Lord. We follow our own inclinations because we do not hear his voice. Anybody who has a problem following the Lord, being guided by the Lord, walking in obedience to the Lord is perhaps because he didn't hear the voice of God. He has a problem hearing the voice of God. Because in John chapter 10 verse 4, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice. John chapter 10 verse 4. My sheep hear my voice because my sheep follow me because they hear my voice. Hallelujah. So the ability to follow depends on your ability to hear the voice of God and not just see his sign. So there are two levels of guidance. Let's move on. Two kinds of guidance. Two kinds of guidance. Number one is God directing your person. God directing your person. God directing your person into a situation. And there are times in life that you are going to have that kind of guidance. This is the Lord guiding you. He is directing you as a person into a situation. So you find in the gospel, there was a time that Jesus Christ specifically directed Peter and his friends to take the boat and go to the other side of the river. This is Jesus directing their persons. He said, go to the other side of the river, and in the middle of the direction, a storm arose. There are times that God will direct you, or God is guiding you, and then in the middle of it, a storm arises. Problems come. And there are times that you wonder, did I really hear from God right? Or am I being guided by the Lord? And sometimes God will direct you into a storm. He will direct you into a situation. But that is not the end of it, because he said that you are getting to the other side. Hallelujah. So Philip, Acts chapter 8, was directed personally to go to Gaza. Okay? So, God sometimes directs our person. He sometimes directs our person. And it is wonderful for you to be directed by the Lord. It is wonderful if your person is being directed by the Lord, because you feel you are directed. You feel directed. You feel that God is with you. You feel comforted. You feel spiritual. And many times when there are problems ahead, God will give you such directions as that. Very personal directions he will speak to you. And when those things come to you, please be aware that there may be a storm ahead. That is why he spoke to you that you are going to the other side. So that when the storm arises, or you are traveling following the star in the darkness and you stumble and you fall, you know that I have fallen. The storm has come into my finances or into my relationship or into my ministry, but God said, I am getting to the other side. He directed me personally that I will find my person at the other side of the river. So, it is very comforting for you to receive personal directions. But beware, because sometimes people are looking for personal things. They are looking for prophets to prophesy and give them personal directions and all that. Please. It is a sovereign act of God to choose how he will speak to you. You don't have to force it. Hallelujah. Because sometimes when you force it, God may speak to you, but he will give you a commensurate trial to test that word of faith that you heard. So, don't lead yourself into temptation, and pray that God will not lead you into hard testing. Sometimes we entangle ourselves with hard things because we are not calm. As we proceed, you will see. But the second kind of guidance is directing your path or your situation. The first one, he directs your person into a situation. The second one, the second kind of guidance, he directs your situation to find you. Or he directs your path. You came from heaven to earth.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.